Sa kanyang unang paglabas sa programang Q&A ng ABC, buhat ng maging punong ministro, humarap si Ginoong Turnbull sa matigas na mga tanong mula sa mga botante bago sumapit ang halalan sa 2 ng Hulyo. Isa sa mga tanong ay nagmula sa isang asylum seeker na Iranian Kurdish na nasa Manus Island. Sa paglabas sa video, tinanong ang punong ministro ni Berhus Bokani, isang jornalista sa kanyang dating trabaho, kung bakit nasa kulungan pa din siya pagkalipas ng 3 taon.
What is my crime? I am a refugee who fled injustice, discrimination, and persecution. I didn't leave my family by choice. Why am I still in this illegal prison after 3 years?
Habang may mabigat na sipon noong nakalipas na gabi, sinabi ng punong ministro kay Ginoong Bokani na libre siyang magtira kahit saan basta hindi sa Australia.
A person who has been found to be given refugee status in PNG is able to then settle in PNG. I know, I'm sure he would rather come to Australia, but that option is not available to him.
Inamin ni Ginoong Turnbull na ang polisa ng gobyerno tungkol sa offshore processing ay marahas. Subalit idinagdag niya na anumang pagluluwag ay maglalagay sa mga people smugglers pabalik sa kanilang mga dating negosyo.
None of us have hearts of stone. All of us understand how harsh it is, our policy is in terms of its impact on particular individuals. The people smugglers are out of business. They would love to get back into business. They are itching to get back into business, believe me. And every now and then, they test us out. But we have kept our policy firm. We have had no unlawful arrivals, no unauthorized arrivals, no people smuggling expeditions successful for well over 660 days. It is a very long time.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Turnbull na ang pagpapabaya sa mga asylum seekers na magtira sa Australia ay isang malaking oportunidad sa mga people smugglers upang muling magsimula sa kanilang gawain. At sinabi din ng punong ministro na sa dulo ito ay mauuwi sa mas maraming malulunod sa kanilang pagtawid sa karagatan.
The boats would be setting off again. It would be starting up. They would say, look, you know, get into the boats. Give us $5,000 and don't worry, the Australians will let you in. And it would all start again. Any weakness on our part will be exploited by them and the consequence will be women and children and families drowning at sea. It's a tough choice, but that's my job, to make tough choices to defend Australia, to defend the integrity of our borders.
Ayon kay Ginoong Turnbull, ang alternatibo para sa matigas na polisa ng gobyerno ay hindi ang panteoreryang konsiderasyon. Sinabi niya na nang niluwagan ng Partidong Labor ang polisa ng pamahalaang Howard, 50,000 tao ang dumating sa kain ng mga bangka na kung saan ay aabot sa 1,200 at malamang na mas marami pa ang nalunod sa karagatan.
Now, I grant you, it is tough. It is tough. But the alternative is far worse, and that is what I, as Prime Minister, that's the tough choice that you entrust me to make as this nation's leader.